अखण्डं सच्चिदानन्दम् अवां मनसगोचरम् आत्मानम् अखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये अर्थतोऽप्यद्वयानन्दान् अतीतद्वैतभानतः गुरुनाराध्य वेदान्तसारं वक्ष्ये यथामति.
Okay, so just to refresh your memory, we are looking at three types of sambandhas, three types of relationships or connections. The first one is the samana adhikaranya, the samana adhikaranya sambandha. That one, the samana adhikaranya, adhikaranya means locus, samana means the same locus. So when two padas are enjoying the same locus, that type of sambandha is called samana, the same adhikaranyam locus. So samana adhikaranyam. This word, these words are used all the time by Swamiji. So they have to become like English, samana adhikaranyam. You won't always say the sambandha. You just have to know that it means two things are pointing to the same locus. Okay, that's the one we're going to be working on in this paragraph. The other sambandha, if you look at verse 150, visheshana, vishesha, that has to do with the visheshana, the attribute, and the vishesha is the thing that receives the attribute. So it'd be like the attribute and the substantive, or the qualifier and the qualified. Okay, so that's the visheshana, is the attribute or the thing which qualifies, and the vishesha is the thing qualified. So that's a type of relationship also. Attribute, substantive, okay? Adjective, noun, all right? And the third one that we're working with is lakshya, lakshana sambandha. And that means where the two words, or instead of taking the vachyarta, the immediate meaning of the word, you're having to take the laksharta, the implied meaning of the word. So in the two words, if we look at the implied meaning of two words, you end up with the laksharta, which is the thing that both words, the implied meaning of both words, will end up at the same laksharta. Okay, so these are the three sambandhas that we're looking at. So now we're going to go through them one by one, where an example is given, and then so what we call a drishtanta is given, an illustration of each sambandha, and then it will be applied to the darshtanta, the thing that we're actually talking about. What we're actually talking about here is the Mahavakya, of which tat, tvam, asi is an example. There's aham brahmasmi, prajnanam brahma. There are other Mahavakyas, but all of them do the same thing. The Mahavakya really is what the Tatparya, what the whole Vedanta is about, where you take these two terms, and in one way or another, both terms are indicating one vastu, which is Brahman. Okay.
And all these three sambandhas hold between tat and tvam.
Yes, yes. If you're looking at it in three different ways. So the first way we're looking at it has to do with that sambandha, that relationship, which is what we call samana adhikaranyam. Okay? So now, repeat after me.
I'm sorry.
Samana.
Samana.
Adhikaranya.
Adhikaranya.
Sambandha.
Sambandha.
Tavat yata.
Tavat yata.
Soyam.
Soyam.
Devadatta.
Devadatta.
Iti.
Iti.
Asmin vakye.
Asmin vakye.
Tatkala.
Tatkala.
Vishishta.
Devadatta,
Vachaka,
Sa,
Shabdasya,
Eka,
Tatkala.
What did you say?
Sa Shabdasya,
Etat,
Kala,
Vishishta.
Devadatta,
Vachaka,
Ayam Shabdasya, Cha, Ekasmin, Pinde, Tatparya, Sambandha. Okay. I'm going to read this again. Don't repeat. Just I'll read it with the Sandhi broken, and you just follow. Samana, adhik. No, don't repeat. Samana, adhikaranya, sambandha, tavat, yatha, saha, ayam, devadatta, iti, asmin, vakye, tat, kala, vishishta, devadatta, vachaka, sashabdasya, etat, kala, vishishta, devadatta, vachaka, ayam shabdasya, cha, ekasmin, pinde, tatparya, sambandha. So what it first says is this samana adhikaranya sambandha. The samanya adhikaranya sambandha is what we're dealing with. Okay? So the relationship called, which is the samana adhikaranya relationship, where the samana, the same locus, so that's sambandha for which there is the same locus. That's the type of relationship. Samana adhikaranya sambandha. Tavat yata, just as, so now next, an example. So for instance, tavat yata, saha, so here's the example, saha ayam devadattaha iti, okay? Asmin vakye, so for instance, asmin vakye, in this sentence, iti asmin vakye, locative, right? Asmin vakye, so iti asmin vakye, in this sentence, saha ayam devadattaha. Devadatta is the name of a person. So that devadatta is this devadatta. That is this devadatta. When we use tat and etat or ayam, tat is distant, ayam, this, is closer. So if I say this is closer, the this is aproksha, immediate, that is more distant. Even in English, even in terms of place. Right? So that devadatta is this devadatta. That is this devadatta. Saha ayam devadatta. So iti, thus in this vakya, in this statement. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to tell what's going on in it. Tat, right? So the tat is saha. So tat kala, that time. We'll read this backwards after I go through each word. Tat that kala, that time. Vishishta, qualified. Devadatta, qualified by that time. Tat kala, vishishta, devadatta. Vachaka, that which points out, that which points to, is talking about. Sa shabdasya. So for the, reading backwards, for the word shabda, genitive singular, for the word shabda sa. Sa from what? So yam devadattaha. Saha ayam devadattaha. So for the word sa, of the word sa, which is a vachaka, which is pointing out, which is talking about, the devadatta qualified by that time. The time of that in the past. So, tat kala vishishta devadatta vachaka sa shabdasya. So, for the word, the tat, which is the sa. Saha is that, okay? So, and then next one, etat, this. Etat kala, this time, vishishta, qualified by, devadatta vachaka ayam shabda. Ayam means this. So reading backwards, so of the word ayam, this, which points out, vachaka, which speaks to, labels, devadatta, the person devadatta, vishishta, qualified by this time. Etat is this, tat is that. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
The word etat means this.
Mm-hmm.
So etat kala means this time. Tat kala means that time. So if I say that devata, if I elaborate a little bit, because this soyam devadatta is a stock example. Mm-hmm. And what it means literally is that devadatta is this devadatta. That devadatta that you knew when you were 8 years old is this devadatta that's standing before you now.
What is a stock example?
Stock means it's used over and over again.
Oh, standard.
Standard example. Yeah.
Standard.
So everybody, does everybody understand the example? So that devadatta, Swamiji will tell the story. Two people you see in the distance are coming towards you. One you recognize very clearly as your friend, but he has a companion. He's coming towards you, and then your friend says, "Hi, how are you?" And then he said, "Do you remember this guy here?" And you say, "No." And then the friend says, "Do you remember that devadatta, our good friend in third grade? That devadatta is this devadatta right here in front of you. So that devadatta of many years ago is this devadatta standing in front of you." And then you go, "Ah, that's a revelation. Ah, I see it now. I see the third grader in you." I'm the 50-year-old person. I see this third grader, okay? That devadatta is this devadatta.
They're both the same thing.
Same person. So the devadatta of the past that you knew many years ago is this devadatta that is standing before you now. So that this means it's aparoksha, it's pratyaksha, right? Sometimes we say sakshat. It's sakshat. It's there right here in front of you. So this devadatta who is right here in front of you is that devadatta that you knew many years ago. Okay? So here, if you see that in this sentence, soyam devadatta, asmin vakye, in the sentence, so saha ayam devadatta, that devadatta is this devadatta. Okay, so in this sentence, you see that the word devadatta is qualified by two pronouns, saha devadatta, that devadatta, and ayam devadatta, this devadatta. So these two padas, these two words, you know, are actually pointing to the same devadatta. So the two words, saha and ayam, that and this, have the same locus. It's the saha refers to devadatta as its locus, and the ayam, this refers to the devadatta as its locus. That's called samana adhikaranyam, where two words are landing on the same one thing. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Penny, do you get it?
Yeah, so you're removing the qualifier of time.
What we're saying, with samana adhikaranyam, you're saying there's one thing that two words are pointing to. The two words are landing on one thing. They have the same locus. So that has the locus of devadatta, and this has the locus of devadatta. They're both referring to the same object. That's what we call samana adhikaranya.
And so are saha and ayam paroksha and aparoksha?
Yeah, saha is aparoksha.
Right.
Ayam is aparoksha. Aparoksha in the sense it's immediately available. That's why sometimes we say it's pratyaksha, it's right here, for you to see, to experience. Sometimes we use the word sakshat. Sakshat means it's directly in front of you. It's sakshat, right? Sometimes we say it's aparoksha. It's right in the field of your experience right now. So you'll see these words being used.
I understand the examples you just gave, I think. Two things are landing on the same object, and also the example with a friend. But somehow I have a little hard time putting it in the context of the text right now. What's really said by that?
We're going to do that in the second half of it.
Okay.
Right now we're using, all you need to understand right now is if we use this sambandha, means this type of relationship, there's a relationship, the relationship of one word between two words, really. And so here, these two words, saha and ayam, that and this, these two words are landing on one devadatta. Devadatta is the adhikaranya. Adhikaranya means the locus. These two words are landing on the same thing. So ayam devadatta, ayam devadatta, this is landing on this adhikaranya, this locus, and tat devadatta, that devadatta is landing on the same devadatta. So in the samanya the Samana Dikaranyam, two things are landing on the same object. So that's what they call Samana Dikaranyam. Now, we're going to look at that in reference to Tattvamasi. Okay, but let's finish this one first. So, do you see where it says you got to the ayam shabda? We already did the one with the asa shabda, and now then we did the ayam shabda. So, for these two, that cha means and. So, for the sa shabda and for the ayam shabda, then we have cha ekasmin pinde, on one pinda, on one person, on one object. Ekasmin, on one pinda, on one object, on one person. Ekasmin pinde. Tatparya sambandha. This is the tatparya, the essence of this, the essential connection, the tatparya sambandha. This is the essence of this sambandha. You have two things landing on the same pinda. Pinda is the object, the thing, the person.
I thought it was a hot iron ball.
Pinda can mean a ball, too.
Oh, okay.
And actually, it also means a village in Punjabi.
Oh, does it?
Pinda.
Here it's not meaning the hot, red hot iron ball. It's meaning Devadatta.
That would be bad if it landed on the red hot iron ball.
So the tatparya sambandha, this is the essence of this sambandha, the tatparya. The essence of this sambandha is this. Everybody see it? So here, they're giving the example, really it's the example of showing that the tat and the saha are landing, are pointing to one, landing on one locus. That's how you have to think about it. That's essentially what the Samana Dikaranya is. It doesn't have to be in terms of time. It just only has to be in terms of two things which land on the same locus. That's the tatparya. That's the essence of this particular sambandha, of this particular relationship. Two things landing on one locus. Samana Dikaranya. Okay?
What would it be without time?
Well, let's do it with Tattvamasi. That's
okay.
Not with tongue.
Okay.
Let me say one other thing, though. That if I say tut versus ayam, that versus this, tut, whether it's in reference to time or thing or place, it's remote. It's away.
Yeah.
Ayam is aparoksha. It's sakshat. It's immediately present.
Yeah.
So one is paroksha. It's away. And one is, protection, one is present. So that's the understanding here when we go to looking at it in terms of Tattvamasi. So let's take a look. Second sentence. Tathacha, repeat.
Tathacha.
Tattvamasi iti.
Tattvamasi iti.
Vakyepi.
Vakyepi.
Parokshatva.
Parokshatva.
Adi.
Adi.
Vishishta.
Vishishta.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Vachaka.
Vachaka.
This should say tetpada. If you have pada, get rid of one of those lines. It should be pada. It's a typo. Tetpadasya.
Tetpadasya.
Aparokshatva.
Aparokshatva.
Adi. Vishishta.
Vishishta.
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya.
Vachaka. Vachaka.
Vachaka.
Tvam padasya.
Cha.
Cha. Ekasmin.
Ekasmin.
Chaitanye.
Chaitanye.
Tatparya.
Tatparya.
Sambandha.
Sambandha.
I'm going to read this again. Don't repeat. I'm going to read it just breaking the sandhi so you can follow along. Tata cha. Tet. Tvam. Esi. Iti. Vakye. Epi. Parokshatva. Adi, Vishishta, Chaitanya, Vachaka, Tat, Padasya, Aparokshatva, Adi, Vishishta, Chaitanya, Vachaka, Tvam, Padasya, Cha, Ekasmin, Chaitanye, Tatparya, Sambandha.
Okay. To show a sandhi after ekasmin in Chaitanya.
No, there's a sandhi. Ekasmin Chaitanya. You see the
show is the
Ekas, yeah, the Anuswara and the Cha
yeah.
are that Sandhi for Nakara.
Okay.
Ekasmin Chaitanya. You have to review that Sandhi.
Okay.
Now we're looking at the Darshtanta. The Darshtanta, what is the Drishtanta is the example. The Darshtanta is the thing that you have the example for. So Drishtanta, Darshtanta. So here's the Darshtanta. The Darshtanta is Tat Tvam Asi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it says Tathacha, similarly, and similarly, right? Because they just give Yata just as, so Tathacha, and similarly, Tat Tvam Asi Iti Vakye Api. Also, Vakye Api, also in the Vakya,
mm-hmm.
in the sentence, Tat Tvam Asi, that thou art. Tatvamasi iti quotes Vakye api also in the Vakya Tatvamasi. Okay. And similarly, also in the Vakya Tatvamasi, Parokshatva adi. Parokshatva means that which is away. Means Paroksha means it's not something that I can see. I can't see Ishvara. Ishvara is Paroksha because infinite, right? So Ishvara is Paroksha. I can't look at Ishvara. So it's paroksha adi, beginning with being paroksha. It's also, if you add the adi, it's...
Okay.
Okay, here we go, picking up where we left off.
You're supposed to do it when you walk in.
Edward. Okay, so we have the paroksha. It brings in sarvajnatvam, omniscient, sarvashaktimatvam, you know, all-powerful, omniscient, the one who is paroksha. So all of these words that are applied to Ishvara are brought in by that adi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially sarvajnatvam, sarvashaktimatvam, paroksha means it's not something that's immediately visible to you. You can't, there's no possibility of having an antakarna vritti of Ishvara, right? Because infinite, okay? So, so it says now, tathacha and similarly, in also in this vakya tatvamasi iti, the parokshatvadi, the parokshatva etc. vishishta, chaitanya, consciousness, vishishta qualified by, paroksha, the being away etc. Okay,
mm-hmm.
parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya,
mm-hmm.
vachaka tatpadasya, for the pada tat tatvamasi. For the word tat, which is a vachaka, which names, which is a name for, which points to the consciousness, qualified by being paroksha, being away, etc., not immediately available for your perception. So for that word, the tatpada word, which indicates consciousness qualified by paroksha, etc., then aparokshatva, not away. The aparokshatva, the being not away, adi, alpagnyatva, limited knowledge, alpashaktimatvam, limited power, you know, it's for the jiva, so which is not away, so the aparokshatva, adi, vishishta, qualified by chaitanya, consciousness, vachaka, names, tvampada, for the word tvam, which names the consciousness, which indicates, which points out to the consciousness, qualified by aparokshatva, the state of being not away, etc. Alpagnyatvam, limited knowledge, alpashaktimatvam, limited shakti. So now we've got the two padas. One is for tat, padapada, which is the aparoksha, consciousness, which is qualified by being away, and chaitanya, consciousness, which is qualified by being immediately present, etc. So that's for the tatpada and the tvampada. Cha means a, and ekasmin chaitanya, on one consciousness, right? So for both of these padas, is on one consciousness alone, ekasmin chaitanya, tatparya sambandha. That is the tatparya, the essential nature of the sambandha between what? The tvampada and the tatpada. So the tatparya sambandha, the essential connection here, is between, because you've got two genitives hooked together by cha. Two genitives. You see that? The tvampadasya and tatpadasya. So the Tatparya Sambandha, the essential connection here, is between, that's how you translate it, between the Tvampada and the Tatpada, both of them landing on one, Ekasmin, Chaitanya. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they explain the Saman Adhikaranyam, using the example of Devadatta, Soyam Devadatta, the Saha, that, and the Ayam, both land on one Devadatta. Here in the Tet Tvamasi, the Tet, which is for Ishwara, the Paroksha, right, Ishwara, the Tatpada and the Tvampada both land on Ekasmin Chaitanya, one consciousness. Next week we'll do the Visheshana, Vishesha. Again, all of these are going to be done, given an example, and then looked at in reference to the Tet Tvamasi, so you can understand how these three relationships, Samanya, Adhikaranya, Visheshana, Vishesha, and Lakshya, Lakshana, these three sambandhas all are used to understand Tatpramasi.
And they all use that as this is that, Devadatta.
Explanation.
Is Devadatta like some really common name or something?
Yeah, well, it's a very common.
Not anymore. It's
it used to be.
Name.
But if, when I said stock example, you know, it's just like the red hot iron ball is stock. It's used everywhere. Soyam Devadatta is also used. You know, wave ocean, red hot iron ball, even the 10th man story, Soyam Devadatta. These are things that are used throughout.
How long have they been using these examples?
No idea. Forever.
Forever.
Whatever, Amuba. Okay, let's say a prayer.
Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namaha Hari Om.